This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, well, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our all-new exclusive bonus content like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and a brand new segment we like to call Awesome Animal of the Week. Herd of elephants to be moved from UK zoo to Kenyan wild. An entire herd of elephants from a British zoo will be released into the Kenyan wild in what conservationists have hailed as a world first. The herd, which consists of 13 elephants, live at Howlett's Wild Animal Park in Kent and will be flown more than 7,000 kilometres, that's 4,350 miles, to Kenya by the animal conservation charity, the Aspinall Foundation. 12 of the elephants were born and raised in Kent, and one was born in Israel, and none of the elephants have ever lived in the wild. This is the first time a herd of elephants have ever been rewilded. Rewilding aims to restore ecosystems to a natural state and often involves a reintroduction of native animals. The charity said that it hopes the project will discourage the global trade in elephants and encourage the return of animals to the wild where possible, adding that no elephants belong in captivity. We hope this will pave the way for many more animals to be rewilded in the future. Brooklyn Museum returns over 1,000 artifacts to Costa Rica. The Brooklyn Museum in New York City has voluntarily returned 1,305 pre-Hispanic artifacts, including stone figurines, ceramic vessels and tools, to the Museo Nacional de Costa Rica in San Jose. The museum had previously returned 981 to Costa Rica in 2011, and both gifts were unprompted, meaning that the Brooklyn Museum sent the items without receiving a formal request or undergoing a judicial process. These pieces, as well as the ones returned by the museum in 2011, are among the roughly 16,000 taken from Costa Rica by American railroad tycoon Minor Cooper Keith and were donated, loaned, and sold to various museums. The news arrives at a time of debate over how museums should handle artifacts acquired through colonization and conquest. Repatriation, defined by the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian as the process whereby human remains and certain types of cultural items are returned to lineal descendants, Indian tribes and Native Hawaiian organizations, is one key option for institutions seeking to return items to their home countries or cultures. Javier Fallas, an archaeologist at the National Museum, tells Reuters that the object's return is a significant gesture. He adds, "We don't know why the Brooklyn Museum did it, but it's something very good and atypical in the world." Researchers in Germany develop a plant-based packaging. Researchers at the University of Göttingen in Germany have developed a plant-based packaging which they hope will replace traditional styrofoam material. Regular styrofoam takes centuries to break down as it is made of non-renewable polystyrene material. So what new alternative have these researchers turned to? Popcorn. Popcorn is renewable, biodegradable and can be composted at home. Alireza Karazipour heads the research group who developed this new popcorn-based packaging and said he got the idea while at the cinema when he compared the feeling of popcorn in his hands to styrofoam foam balls. Karazipour and his research group use a steam process to expand crushed pieces of corn into what they are calling granulated popcorn. The popcorn packaging can be moulded into various shapes and is just as light and strong as regular styrofoam. Around the world, packaging accounts for about 40% of total plastic usage. Although styrofoam packaging only makes up a small portion of that, Karazipour and his team hope by bringing this new popcorn packaging into the commercial market, it will be one step closer to creating a clean environment free of plastic-based products. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Kieran Moyes. Moyes from Alabama raised thousands of dollars for children with cancer by cutting off his 19-inch afro. He then organised a live event at a local brewery along with an online fundraiser called Kieran's Curls for Cancer, where he hoped to raise $1,000 per inch cut. The in-person event raised $20,000 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and continues to raise money online. The total donation currently stands at $46,000. His mother looks after the donation page while Moyes has begun cadet training in Colorado without access to phones or computers. Moyes certainly is a role model for other teens his age. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to a taster of Basically with Stephanie Preisner, the show that takes news stories and makes sense of them, basically. Each week, host Stephanie Preisner is joined by experts and ordinary people to get to the bottom of interesting stories or topics we all wonder about, but don't always have the opportunity to ask about.
My name is Stephanie Preisner and my podcast is called Basically. And basically, it makes complex things basic. Are you confused by health insurance? Are you confused by getting a mortgage? Are you confused about how to sort out your personal finances? Any of the things that confuse you, I can make basic for you. We've had guests like Luke O'Neill, Harry Barry, Mary Lou MacDonald, Roz Purcell, and on Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. It's hard for me to promote the podcast because it really is what you want me to explain. So tune in and I hope you like it.
Did you know that some foods can help to reduce anxiety? If munchies are your thing, you'll be happy to know that eating nuts can be therapeutic. Brazil nuts contain good amounts of selenium, a trace mineral that can reduce inflammation, which has been associated with anxiety. In addition to helping improving your mood, Brazil nuts are also good for your health as they contain vast amounts of antioxidants that can prevent signs of aging and reduce your risk of developing cancer. Although it is important to note that eating too many Brazil nuts is not recommended due to the side effects caused by high levels of selenium in the body. With that in mind, limit your consumption to only 3 to 4 Brazil nuts daily, and hopefully you'll notice a change in your anxiety in no time. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. And breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.